Sometimes how we exclude people or are somewhat prejudiced toward people or discriminate against other people is as hilarious as that Monty Python scheme. That if God can look down on us, he would have to say, call a few angels over, say, these people say that they love me and us, and they're treating each other like this. This is hilarious. And so this Monty Python skit, all about the life of Jesus and his words and so forth, you have John Cleese and Eric Idle and a few other people making comments. It is absolutely hilarious because what it does is it brings to reality how often we think that we are, you know, so maybe brilliant and so smart in our faith and everything else. And often there are huge gaps where it's just not there. It's just not there. This inclusion is not there. And the thing that I like is that right now at this moment, whatever's happening in your life and whatever you're thinking about, the only thing we have this morning is each other. That this is who we have. We have this time and we have each other. And we have the brilliant privilege, pleasure, and opportunity to come together as one, equal, before the eyes of God, everyone included, everyone first class. And if we know this much about Jesus, or we feel like we know this much about Jesus, it's irrelevant. What we are doing is coming together because of Jesus. And right now, where God is, where Jesus is, where the Holy Spirit is, they are always inclusive. There was a time in the life of the disciples, even toward the end of the ministry of Jesus, where they started arguing with each other as to which one of them would become the greatest when Jesus entered into his kingdom. And even though they had been with Jesus for 3 years, they could not get past favoritism, discrimination, who's first and who's not, and so forth. And Jesus must have went, oh boy, 3 years, and they still don't really understand what I'm all about. And how about people like maybe myself, 59 years old, and I still don't always get what he wants, which is what children get. They just come together. Doesn't make any difference. I love where our grandson, Adrian, goes to school in Ajax. He is the only white, waspy, if you will, child in his class of 60 students. And he loves it. He loves it. There's all these different people from all over the world coming together, and the children just have no worries at all. They're just connected. And of course, because as Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you never understand me. And there's never been a time when God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were arguing with one another as to which one of them was the greatest. It made no difference. There is no difference. It's coming together. Now, this is a stretch, and I hope that you'll go with me and pardon where I go with this. But a couple of evenings ago, here in the parking lot, we had what's called Trunk and Treat. Bonnie and several other people here, you know, put it on. It was just awesome, is all I can say, just awesome, seeing parents come in with little tiny children, and we're serving them and helping them and chatting with them. To me, there was no better picture of what a church is than that. It was outside of the building, outside of the walls, but it was a serving, it was a chatting, it was a coming together, it was an opportunity to say, here's some candy. Oh, look at your beautiful child. And we're just talking and dialoguing and in this uniting that we often would say something like, well, you know, that's good. But really, it's what happens right here that's most important. And Jesus would disagree with that, because he went out into the world demonstrating the unity of the love of God. So last evening, we were in Meriton. Our daughter Carly and her fiance Nick are getting married in next week, and then so there was a little get-together last night, a kind of a large get-together, typically called a stag and doe in Meriton. And the thing that I thought was so cool was even though there were people there who knew each other, there was so much of a welcoming spirit that if you didn't know someone, you just felt like you wanted to get to know them. And so you just went from table to table and sharing. And it wasn't just a few of us that did that. Everybody, by the end of the evening, kind of knew each other, and there was a unity that brought us together. So everything that I've just said is kind of like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But even in the church, where James, who was a brother to Jesus, as was another brother, Jude, Jesus, Jude, and James, all physical brothers, James being a leader of the church, struggled in his own life because of being raised as the apple of God's eye, an Israelite. His father would have been Abraham, father of faith, and that God's shining hand was always on the Israelites, and that the Gentiles were welcome to come to the church, but not totally, not completely. You'll never really measure up into the eyes of God. And James changed his thinking. The very scriptures he used for exclusion, he now used for inclusion. And it's interesting how we can read a passage of scripture and think one way, and how that very same passage can help us move the other way. Because God's teaching has always been, is, and always will be a welcome sign. Everyone invited, everyone included, and everyone being asked to use their gifts to not just glorify God, but to reach out to one another. So thank you for being here today. I just want all of you to know you're sitting in VIP seats today.